Hello there, my friends. Welcome to Story U Talk Radio. I am your host, Coach Debbie, and I am delighted that you have reserved this time to spend with me and to spend with my guest today, who I'll be bringing on the show in just a few moments. We are Story U Talk Radio. We're all about the stories you are writing, and you're making them into your memoir or your speeches or your brand. But we're also about the stories you live by, the choices you make, the decisions you follow, the life path that feels best for you. And I promised you at the top of the year that I would be bringing you guests who are talking about what I think are three of the number one places that you can find a coach to work with. These areas are in health, in wealth, and also in love. And those are big topics. So just imagine that love might encapsulate your honeymoon love life, but it might also be your family life. It might also be the love you have for your children, your community, and your church. And it's possible that wealth is more than just dollars. Might also be your spiritual wealth. Just as your health can be broken into so many categories. Today we're going to get into talking about your health. And I think it's really apropos as live here today, at least in Seattle, Washington, we have just stepped into spring. Yesterday was the first full day of spring, and I like the concept of how, when we step into spring, we're really thinking about the ways in which we bloom. I love walking around in spring and seeing things in bloom. I like welcoming spring. I like the fact that it's one of four seasons, but I also like the inward spring, the inward landscape of our journey, and how we go through changes and transitions so that our life is enhanced, right? We're not making changes because we feel our back against the wall and that's the only time to make a change. We're actually also working with how we bloom, how we work in the world. And when we're just a little bit ahead of knowing about certain changes, we can be that much more on purpose. Today in our health, we are going to be talking about the fact that women go through a particular change in life. And I can tell you when I started going through my own, I was a little on the young side. I was about 38 years old, and my first symptom was that I was angry as all get out and impatient. Can you imagine that? No, you can't. But I promise you it was the truth. I was just a pain in the bummer to deal with, and I didn't know what was happening to me. And then one symptom came on to another and another and another. And about 5 years later, I went crawling into a doctor's office for help right before I was certain I was losing my mind. And she said, "Oh, sweetie, why didn't you come about 5 years ago? You're deep in perimenopause. In fact, you're just about through it. You're a little early, but that's what's going on." And I had no idea. I had no idea. And so for 5 years, I wasn't being a very smooth and groovy navigator of my health. Not at all. And I can tell you that the older I get, the more I learn. There's some things I wish I had known years ago, but there's some things that serve me now. And today I have brought you someone that can really soothe you through these changes. Now, again, you might know me best as someone that helps you write your stories, but this is an important life story. If you are the woman going through it, If you are the man loving the woman going through it, if you are a woman loving a woman going through it and you haven't gone through it, if you are the parent of a woman going through it and you've never had to go through it yourself, if you're the coworker, whatever role you are in, this is an important topic here. And how are you going to bloom your way through that change so it's not so messy and cranky and disgusting? That was a word that somebody came up with when I was sharing my story. This is just disgusting. And I said, you know, it's a phase. And it can be something that goes on for 10 years and 10 springs. Or it can be something that you come to understand as just one of the many changes that is necessary and that welcomes your grace. And the more grace you got, the more you're going to find yourself blooming through this change of life. So I'm going to bring my friend on in just a moment, but let me just ask you a few things. Have you noticed, dear lady, have you noticed any change in your sleep? Any change in your mood? Any change in how easy or not easy it is to continue with your movement, to continue moving your shoulders, ankles, knees? How about your energy level? How you doing there? Is your memory shot? Can you remember what you did yesterday, or is it only childhood memories you can think about? How's your relationship with your food? And are you feeling like you still relate to your own personal self-image, or are you looking in the mirror going, who am I now? Who is that person staring back at me? We're going to help you out with this. So stay tuned as we go forward with today's show. We're really looking at how you bloom, dear sister, through these changes. But first, I'd like to tell you that I have some events coming up, and I'd like to make sure that you are well aware of them. You might have popped by my website lately, which is CoachDebbie.com. That's D-E-B-B-Y, CoachDebbie.com. And if so, you'll notice up there that the retreat page is all nicely filled in. I have a 3-tier package for retreats, and you can come and join me in June or in September. Both of them are planned for Both of them are planned for Santa Barbara, California, a delightful coastal town. It's got a young and fun, soothing vibe. It's also right there on the water where I think it's just a haven for writers. Now, on the one hand, we're not going to be doing a whole lot of writing at the retreat. We're going to be getting into our creative energy. We're going to be getting into our celebration energy over a beautiful dinner. And we're going to really be opening up our senses, mapping out what it would be that we would brand or write in the short term or the long term of all kinds of fun things for us to do together. Those sessions will happen in the morning, and then your afternoons, you're free to be. I'll be hosting happy hours if you'd like to come by for those, but otherwise, you can just have the time in the afternoon and evening as you wish. Or maybe you'll be traveling with your sweetheart or your daughter or your business bestie, and you can use that time to collaborate and have fun and relax by the pool with them. I have picked out a very nice luxury place to go. And my team will help you get all set up, or you can do more of the a la carte tier and book your own place at the retreat center or somewhere else. Totally up to you. We have all kinds of ways to meet your needs. Head on over to CoachDebbie.com. That's D-E-B-B-Y, CoachDebbie.com, and click on offerings. There might even be a button right there on the very home page where you can easily click on retreat, and it'll take you right there. For a $1,000 deposit, your spot at the retreat is reserved. You do need to move a little quickly if you would like us to reserve a luxury room for you. If you want to go with a standard room anywhere in town, take your time. That's all fine. Okay, my dear ones, this is going to be a show where if you have a question, you're going to want to call in or possibly write in. To call, pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-298-5569. Eric will answer the phone and make sure you get through to us. Or you can write to me directly, and my email is debbie@coachdebbie.com. debbie@coachdebbie.com. And you know how to spell it. It's D-E-B-B-Y. So let me tell you about the delightful Torold Bow. This is a woman that I had the privilege to meet because I'm in a business branding, what would you call it? Maybe a membership? I think we'd refer to it as a membership. And Torold, the minute she set foot in the room, I thought, I want to know her. I just love her energy. I wanted to be around her. Wanted to find out what she was all about. And it turns out she's very masterful as a coach in helping people move, especially these women, helping us move through these important transitions that is going to elevate our voice, elevate our identity, elevate our expression in the world because we're in harmony with our changes. Do you love that? I love that. So she prioritizes women by really looking into what areas are they suffering with and how might she, through her own coaching, some of it through yoga, some other practices we're going to talk about, how might she help you develop that voice that you are desiring at this important stage of blooming in your life? So this is Torold Bow. I want to welcome you to the show, my friend. How are you tonight?
Hello, Debbie. So good to be here. I'm very well, thank you. Good to be here.
And you are such a good sport doing this late because I want my listeners to know that even though I'm seated here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Seattle's time, we have you calling in at midnight from Norway. Yes. And you are with your parents. Is this so?
That's right. I'm here in the southwest coast of Norway, and it is indeed not so many signs of spring here as it sounds like it is in Seattle. So, but it sounds lovely, and I'm really pleased to be here, no matter what time it is.
Oh, thank you, and I promise you, spring is on your way. It's on the way. It's coming over the North Pole to come and blow y'all a nice, beautiful kiss. It's coming. And in the meantime, I think you can help us just really step out of our winter season and into our spring season. Can you tell me just a little bit about what led you into being interested in this kind of work, helping women through their transitions?
Such a good question. And I think you summarized everything so well in the introduction. So for myself, it was exactly like you said. I was not aware, and this I hear from so many women, I was not aware of what was happening to me at the time. I was also considered quite early in perimenopause. I was 42 and going through a divorce with 3 young children under 10.
My.
I know now that stress exacerbates symptoms. I only kind of realized 5 years, similar to you, Debbie, 5 years after I'd had my first hot flush or night sweats, that it was linked to menopause because nobody really ever talked about it. This is some time ago as well. So the frustration of not knowing and going through these anxieties, heightened sense of anxieties, overwhelm. I mean, obviously this was quite a challenging time anyways, but this on top of it, and it kind of didn't disappear. So I didn't have anyone to talk to about it, and it felt a very lonely experience, which again you hear so many women talk about. So I then started on my yoga teacher training, and I became more and more interested in the whole body-mind connection, which I now kind of think of more and more as body-mind awareness. And so, in short, this is why I want to help other women be prepared for this stage.
Yeah, prepared, prepared. If we had only been prepared. I think of that so often, Torold, that there are many, many things that I coaches, we know this. There are many, many things that a person can go through if they have someone to hold their hand, if they have literature to read and be prepared. But if you have no idea what's happening to you, then you might think that your brain is on leak while you sleep and that something serious is happening here. So, well said. There wasn't anyone to tell you this is exactly what's happening. But you brought up a really key word, and that is stress. So I think we have the full attention of our listeners at this point. We are needing to take our first break, but my dear listeners, if you have questions about the stress of perimenopause, we want to get your questions. We're going to give you a little break here. Go ahead and write them in or call them in, and we will be right back.
Did you know your riding coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just riders, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at coachdebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting coachdebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
Welcome back, my friends. So good to be with you today. We are talking here about transitions and changing and blooming when we're not feeling so good. And we're really, really speaking to the woman who is going through the so-called change. I remember when I was growing up, and oh man, if you were going to talk about this thing, it was always behind closed doors. It was as if a woman had just somehow transferred over all of her goodness to the devil. And now was just slipping away into some witchy world. I remember the gossip about it. I remember how demonized it was and how I knew that when my chance came along, I was going to be pretty and blooming and lovely. And I wasn't at all because I had no idea what was going on. I was terrible and frightful. But I think this is part of the problem. we're under so much stress when it happens. We know we're not allowed to talk about it. And because it's not accepted, there's nowhere to go to read and to be informed and to have somebody 10 years ahead of us recognize us, put their arms around us, and lead us through the stress. But today, ladies, I have Torald Bowe here with us. She is coming in live and direct from Norway, and we're going to talk a little bit about the stress that is associated with the change or the perimenopause years, and they can start as early as your late 30s or as late as your 50s. There's a huge range. But the stress, the feeling of heart palpitations, of an inability to manage your life, really a really scary time. Now, Torald took it to the mat. And here I'm speaking of the yoga mat. So, Torald, I think it would be wonderful to just learn about your experience there, age 42. You have 3 children looking to you. You're going through a divorce, a very sad time, and yet you're having these symptoms, and you started on your yoga mat. Tell us a little about that.
Yes. I mean, I was always kind of interested in the whole power of the body mind connection, even through childbirth. So the breathing techniques, etc., I already sort of practiced, but I really craved for something different. I craved for a different type of exercise. And I was lucky enough to experience a very amazing, profound first yoga teacher, Lucy McCarthy. Shout out to her.
Yes.
And I fell in love with the feeling that yoga gave me on the very first time I went to her class. It was something about feeling like I was almost coming home to my body. And this is what yoga represents for me. It's this feeling of finding stillness and, as such, finding clarity through the movement and synchronization with the breath. So that's what yoga is all about to me. And the more I've practiced yoga, the older I get, the more calmer the yoga practice is, because now it's kind of turning into this practice of aiding me sleep, helping me reduce stress, and the same for my clients as well. So a big part of it for me is the breath practice.
Mm-hmm. And you went on to study with the same woman you spoke of, right, in yoga teacher training?
Yeah, so she was actually one of my teachers, and she's also a yoga nidra teacher. Yoga nidra is also lovely for sleep. So yeah, I was very lucky to meet really good teachers and mentors along the way. And then I went on to do a course specifically for menopause yoga. So that's also a really lovely thing to have as a tool during the stages of perimenopause and beyond.
Ooh, now what would happen in a class like that? I've been to many yoga classes, but I don't think I've been to that type. What would I come and experience?
Yeah, so with it sort of varies according to what stage you are at. Typically perimenopause, you want to access the rest digest part of your nervous system, the parasympathetic part of the nervous system. So forward folds, really calm practices, really sort of moving slowly and mindfully, and kind of tapping into that, yeah, the calmer part of you, because there is so much, like you mentioned initially, there's so much going on. There's so much kind of tendencies of feeling overwhelmed. Maybe if you were feeling anxious before, this is heightened even more. And so really bringing everything down to a, yeah, calm level, that's perimenopause. And then typically to help aid sleep, we do some lovely simple things like you do in traditional yoga as well, but legs up the wall, for example, There's some good breathing exercises for reducing heat. So if you experience hot flushes or night sweats, there's some specific breathing practices for that and movement releasing heat from the hips, for example. So various things. And then post-menopause, we may want a little bit more heat in our body. And so maybe a little bit of a stronger practice if that feels good. Generally, also to help build bone density and balance. So we all want to fall better when we're older. And so, balancing poses in yoga really support this as well.
So nice, so nice. I know when I started yoga, I was about 33 years old, and I attended with a ballerina. So here she is, extremely trained, very well balanced, flexible, strong. And she takes me to yoga class, and I am telling you, it was for people that had been doing yoga for 20 years. And I came out of there feeling like a failure because I couldn't do it all. They're doing handstands in the middle of the room. I hadn't done a handstand since I was 10 years old. And I remember thinking, wow, you've really got to be built to do yoga. And then a different friend took me to restorative yoga. Oh my goodness. And this was all about using props to help your body really unwind. And I didn't know there could be such a diversity between different movements, different poses. So, for the person that's never tried yoga, A, I would recommend, and let's see if Torald agrees, find out if the class is a beginner level. Find out if you're going to have to do, handstands in the middle of the room. Now, do you agree with me on that, Torald, that there are many levels to begin, or there's very, very, what am I trying to say? A varied levels of yoga classes. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many variations and so many directions of yoga, and it has evolved a lot as well. And I think that the most important thing, no matter what, which isn't so easy when you start off, but what this is part of evolving your practice as well, is that it really doesn't matter what anyone else does. It's all about your body, your practice, and always coming back to what feels good to you. And I love using props, for example, and I will use props until I'm 80. Hopefully I will be doing yoga until I'm 80. So yeah, but definitely worth starting off in a beginner's class, and I love restorative yoga too.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And yoga is a wonderful thing that many men have caught on to as well. I would love to talk about energy levels because you would think, a woman 38, 40 years old, why would she be losing so much energy in that perimenopause stage? Or why might she be having so much trouble managing movement and such? Can you talk to us a little bit about how women need support around their energy and emotional stress levels?
I think it's a really good question, and I think it is it's a mix of things, because typically if you approach perimenopause in your 40s, this is typically a time of a woman's life where there's so many things going on. Perhaps if she has children, the kids are young, she may be going through, like I did, a separation divorce. Maybe she's at the height of the career, and then whoops, the havoc of the hormonal fluctuations arrive. And so there's so many things going on. And typically, maybe in our 40s, we tend to exercise in a way that we have done in our 20s and 30s yet. And because we're not aware, we're not looking at making the changes that will be sustainable to us. However, looking at the whole period holistically is so important. So things like diet, exercise, stress level, sleep, etc. That is all going to help, help you maintain your energy levels, or at least, yeah, sustain yourself going forward.
Yes. And would you like to talk to us a little bit about food and awareness of energy that comes from food and how we might work with that a little bit? Is that something you would enjoy talking to us about?
Yes, I can certainly talk a little bit. I'm not a trained nutritionist, and there are many, many specialists out there. Luckily, now there is a lot more talk about this stage, and there's a lot of information out there. So the stigma is, it feels like, for me anyway, maybe not for everyone, but I feel like the stigma is kind of going a little bit, and it is opening up more. And so also we have more menopause specialists out there who are active on Instagram, etc. And so there's loads of nutritionists who can speak very eloquently about this, but I do know that it is important to look at your diet. We may need, or we do need, more parts of our diet to support our bone health. So more protein, for example, calcium. We need to take vitamin D, and lots of whole grain, healthy, clean food. So it is important to look at the diet. I'm not kind of the expert to talk in detail about this, but I do know that diet, including for myself, it does really matter, and it does matter how you feel and how you eat, and not least how you sleep. You sleep better if you look at this part of your life as well. So things like eliminating, or not eliminating, but reducing sugar, reducing alcohol, and certainly also how late in the evening you drink and eat is going to have impact on your sleep. So,
Deep impact I found. Yeah, deep impact. I was one of those people who just thought, oh, they're just mocking, what, or sorry, mimicking what is in books. They're just saying, oh, eat right, exercise, get plenty of sleep, get up at the same time every day, you'll be fine. Go home, take two of these, you'll be better. And what I found was, when I could start focusing on one thing at a time, I got to find out if it was really helping me or not. So, for example, I found out that for my body, if I didn't rely so much on foods that were processed, and I really took it on for like 30 days, what would it be like to just really have my meats, my fish, my plant life, my root vegetables? I'm crazy in love with root vegetables. How might I feel? And I couldn't believe the difference. I couldn't believe it. It was shocking. So, I'm with Torold. If you don't have a qualified nutritionist and you're experiencing some of these symptoms, you probably want to get one. They will make such a difference in your life. Now, before we go to our next commercial, I'd love to talk a little bit about how you coach women when they're feeling like all of a sudden, they're not integrated with their own life. You talked about mind and body and spirit. Why is it important for us to know the connection of these?
I think it's all about self-awareness at this stage. This is a stage where you can really feel like you don't recognize yourself anymore. It's like something has changed, but you don't know what it is exactly. You can't pinpoint it, like you mentioned previously as well, Debbie. And you've heard that in your 40s, your 50s, you're meant to be this woman who feels amazing and liberated and all this. Yet you don't. You feel really confused and overwhelmed. So it starts with bringing self-awareness, noticing thought patterns, feelings, and start to look at this, and maybe do some journaling and breath practices. Really kind of go back to basics a little bit, and then we start to look at where obviously coaching is taking you from where you are now to where you want to go. But I do think integrating all these other practices to reduce stress and come back to what is it that I really want for my future? Because typically you may have been looking after other kids or parents, work, etc. So this is the time to really come back to what is it I want? What are my values and what is my big why?
Ooh, I like that. I like that. We're going to come back after the break and really talk about clarity or creativity. What is my big why? Because getting through any transition is not about finding the magic pill. But if you're willing to go inside and do the inner work, you're going to feel like you found the magic pill. So we will be back. Christine, you are up for, the first question we will get to when we come back right after this message. Stay tuned.
Did you know your riding coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just riders, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at coachdebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting coachdebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
Welcome back, my friends. Here we are at Story U Talk Radio. We're talking about a real live situation here. We're all about the stories you're writing, the stories you live by, and the stories you might be experiencing in your body. We cover topics like health and wealth and love in addition to your writing. Because the more you know about you, the more you're going to be able to express yourself honestly and efficiently. So I have brought Torald Bowe to the show today. She is a delightful woman that I have only known for a few months here through my business coaching, not mine, but through a business coaching program that she and I are both going through that is so cool. Oh my goodness, we're such lucky women. And I feel very lucky to have met Torald. She is a coach that helps women really bloom through their transitions of the change of dealing with perimenopause and on. So we have been talking about your stress, your relationship to your mind and body and spirit, how you want to be integrated with that. And we've got this question here from Christine. And she says, thank you so much for this topic. I didn't know you branched out into these areas. One thing I am trying to do right now at age 50 is increase my physical capacity. When I was a young mom, I could carry 2 kids at one time, and it was just life. But everything seems to have changed, especially in the last couple years. Maybe I too am in perimenopause. I don't know. But when you said there should be an awareness around sleep and mood, you caught my attention. I have been moody for years, and lately I've noticed I can't lift things like I used to. So I'm back in the gym, but it's harder. I don't have the same energy. I'm cranky. I was wondering if you could ask your guest, how might I make my gym experience better? Or should I just leave it, take up yoga, and learn more about the breath? I want to be strong. And I really relate to that, Christine. I want to be strong too. So let's just see. Torald, would you say that we've talked a little about yoga already? She probably was sending that before we talked about it. But would you say that there's maybe a different approach to the gym as we are going through this stage in our life?
So weight-bearing exercise is really important during perimenopause, menopause. Ooh. So I think it sounds like you're doing the right thing by going to the gym. Now, I can't sadly advise without knowing too much about your routine, etc. But I would definitely get some sort of help with a program to support this stage, because you're doing the right thing by going to the gym. This is what experts advise as well. So we can combine going to the gym and do yoga, etc. And, you know, I run. I like running because I like to also get my heart rate going. But that's, for example, that's not the way if you'd want to lose weight. That's not the recommended way of doing it. So weight-bearing exercise in the gym is excellent. And then combine that with yoga, I think, is a really, really good way forward. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, because it does sound like Christine has known herself as an active woman in her earlier years of life, is assuming, like I certainly was, that we can continue to be active. But now that she's not getting adequate sleep, it's showing up in her body. By the way, is that normal that sleep would affect how your body would perform?
Definitely, yes, yes. We produce cortisol if we're under stress whilst we sleep. And this is also why a lot of women, you know, you get the middle weight typically in menopause. So the weight where we carry the weight changes as well. And how we could lose weight in the past may not be the same anymore. So all these things are sort of interlinked and intertwined. So it is really important to think differently, both in terms of food intake, drinks, as I mentioned before, and also exercise. And it's important not to overdo exercise as well, because that's going to produce more of the stress hormones. So really, again, there's a lot of good information out on the internet when it comes to exercise during menopause.
Oh, good, good. I want everyone to know that Torald has a website where it's available right now for you to have a 30-minute consultation. You can ask her anything about this. She works with women going through transitions. I'm telling you, if I was 10 years younger, I'd be dialing her up right now. Her website is www.toraldbow.com. And let me spell that for you. www.toraldboe.com. Toraldbow.com. And I think what you're going to find there is this soothing, peaceful website with her lovely smile there, inviting you to think about the fact that it might really be time for you to invest in you. I can tell you that I have gone through so many different kinds of changes, not just perimenopause, but changes in the sort of friends I was having, changes in the sort of entertainment I was enjoying. I went from being someone that was part of foodie groups where we made all kinds of rich, beautiful food, and the wine and the port was just one of the food groups, and we drank quite a bit, and that has changed for me. I just found that there was a lot in addition to the atmosphere that I didn't necessarily like as much anymore in life. And so I made some changes in friends and environment. I made changes again in how I wanted to be physical in my life. And there's no shame in this, you know? There's no shame in deciding, hey, it might be time for me to really invest in me. We've spent a lot of time in our life supporting others. What might life look like if we were really investing in ourselves for a while? And this makes me think about the idea of clarity, because when you are going through perimenopause, your clarity goes out the window. It just seems like you don't know what really matters anymore. And Toral, I would love it if you would speak to this notion of clarity and how is it that you work with your clients when they're just feeling like, I'm a bit lost right now in my life.
It's a good question and it's something that I really, really love working with and talking about. So in a typical coaching session, I would always, almost always with women going through perimenopause, I would always start with a centering exercise, a breathing exercise. I'm such a big believer in fun because I know for myself who have gone through these moments of not feeling clarity at all, how important it is to, first of all, just get out of our mind into our body through the breath. So that's one step. And then I love practices like journaling, like I mentioned before, starting the journey of self-awareness, noticing what are my thought patterns? What are my beliefs? Why do I have these beliefs? Are they beliefs that I have just taken on from others? Are they going to sustain me in the road forward, going forward? Who am I? So really starting to sort of almost unpeel the layers, like we're doing coaching, unpeel the layers of the person that you thought you were because of so-and-so, and really start to tune into who you are.
Oh, I love this. Now, for the woman that has not done breath work, it can sound just almost like a silly thing. I'm going to stop and pay attention to my breath. But I really want you, dear listener, to give this a serious consideration. When you work with your breath on a daily basis, and you know how much I am into writing on a daily basis, but when you work with your breath on a daily basis, you are welcoming a transformation. You are welcoming this opportunity for your overthinker to slow the heck down. And you're actually allowing your mind to work differently. Oh, did I not know this when I was 38? No idea. None at all. And I just want to take a second to let you know, we're going to be doing a little bit of this at my retreat, because in Santa Barbara, whether you choose to visit us in June for the retreat or September, it is important that you start to experience incredible clarity about the story you are living by and the ones you want to be writing. This is going to allow you to be in a clear sense of self-expression, but to also just really appreciate where you are in life and what your gifts are, because you haven't run out of gifts, not at all. I think it's important here, Toral, that we talk about the idea of, I've heard this so much, and that is, but I'm old now. Women say, oh, but I'm 55, I'm old now, so I guess I'm not supposed to have the memory I had before, or I'm old now. I'm not supposed to have the energy I had before. I don't buy that, and my guess is you don't either. How do you work with the woman that's about to give up and just surrender to the idea of, oh, but I'm just old, poor me?
I totally agree with you. I feel like this is, well, in the Far East, in Eastern traditions, they choose to call the menopause the second spring. And that's how I feel about it. And that's how I would love for every woman to feel about it. Yet, of course, I also sympathize that there are many women going through very, very hard times with symptoms. So I'm old now. I don't hear it so much, actually. I don't know why that
That's great.
is. I certainly I don't feel that way either. It doesn't mean that I have this the attitude that it's not about how you look or that you have to look young or hold on to that. People choose whatever they choose, what's right for them. But it's more about having the freedom to be who you are, I think. That feels so liberating. And it really feels like a second spring, a second sort of opportunity in a way. Do you agree?
I do. I really do. I mean, if we were to think about the idea that we have a first stage of life and a second stage of life, if we were to just cut it in half, then I would say that our first stage is 1 to 49, and our second stage is 50 to 100 and something. And so if we're 50, wow, we're just a young chick again, wouldn't you say? In our second stage of life, we're in the early years. Those people that are 98 are looking at us going, oh, you just don't even know all the fun that's in front of you. You know? It's that other perspective. So let me ask you, for the free consultation, what is the easiest way? I gave people your website. What is the easiest way for us to connect with you?
So either through the website or Instagram, Torold Bow, there's a Calendly link, or feel free to reach out on email. All the details will be on my website. But yes, please do book your 20-minute or 30-minute appointment. I'd love to see how I can support you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And I really get the sense that a woman doesn't have to be self-diagnosed before she gets to you, right? If she just wants to come and talk about any sort of transition she's feeling into, you two will be able to work together and find out what she needs most.
Yes, I feel passionate about transitions and how we can use them as opportunities for self-growth. So yes, any transition, life transition is my thing. So yeah,
Oh.
thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me, Debbie. It's been a joy talking to you.
Oh, absolutely. We'll do it again. We will do it again. My dear listeners, we are running low on time here today, but I want you to know that if there is a topic that we have not yet shared here on StoryU Talk Radio and you're wanting it, all you got to do is send me a little note. And you can reach me, Debbie, at CoachDebbie.com. Debbie is Debby. You can also go over to the website, which is CoachDebbie.com, click on Connect, and you'll see just a little form there that might ask you a question or two. You can just tell me anything you like about the show, anything you'd like us to talk about. And of course, if you are catching some of our replays on your favorite podcasting platform, oh, how I would love your review, especially if you're real happy with me. I would just love your review. And when you do so, if you decide you want to take a little screenshot of that and send it to me, I'd be more than happy to offer you a 30-minute consultation. We can talk about whatever is on your mind and see how we might support the stories you are living by and the stories you are writing. And keep in mind, my dear, the only one that is living and breathing your story is you. It's you. You're not in competition with anyone. So keep doing it by standing tall, living and dreaming. I bring you a new topic every single week, my friends. We're here Thursdays, 4 o'clock Pacific time, live every week. So until then, namaste.